You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you at the PNC Bank in Strongsville. We're here for the Browns PNC Bank tailgate party. Devon Bess is here, and the folks are lining up to get his autograph and take pictures of him. And then at 5 o'clock, it'll be Jordan Cameron here for an hour, 5 to 6 p.m., the same location after we leave the air. Devon Bess is going to join us on the show as well, so be sure you're listening to that as well and hear what Devon has to say. Interesting guy. 216-578-0850. Vic Carucci here. Nathan Zagura back in the studio in Berea in the Dog Bowl. And you tweet us, by the way, at Browns_daily. Gerard Cherry is going to be with us in hour number two. And we'll hear from him from the K&R studios. Chuck Onicell is with us now. Hey, Chuck. All right. Frank in Cleveland. Hey, Frank. All right. They're all leaving us. Anybody on the line? All right. How about Coy Onicell?
There we go.
Now we got somebody.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. How
Coy,
are you?
Great, man. How are you?
Good. I hope you can allow me the time to explain what I'm going to say to you, because a lot of people may not agree. The biggest problem the Browns got is they got a Pro Bowler who doesn't play like a Pro Bowler in Joe Thomas. He, if you ever watch him, he blocks the same way on a running play and a pass. I don't know how you can do that, but the problem we have is until we get rid of him, we will not have an offensive line that's going to be able to work together. See, with him, you don't never see Trent running behind him. You know, Trent ran left in college. How come he's not running left now behind a so-called Pro Bowler? And the reason is he's not a mauler. He's not the kind of guy who can clear out a hole. Any comment on that?
Coy, thanks for the call. That's a hard, pretty bold thing to say about a six-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman. I don't think he played particularly well against the Ravens, but overall, I think as a lineman goes, his quality, his body of work, I'm not going to sit here and say that, yeah, that's a guy that's got to go from this line. I think he's pretty good.
Joe Thomas is one of the best linemen in the NFL. I think the point that he was making, and maybe didn't express it as well as, or maybe he did, but.
Well, he
I think
said
Joe
he doesn't
Thomas,
block for the run, and he's not a mauler. That's what he—that was his.
And
point.
I think that there's some—he's a better pass blocker than he is a run blocker.
I would imagine that
left tackles are primarily brought in to protect the quarterback. So that's what he does. There are some that are great at everything, but Joe Thomas to me is one of the best pass blocking left tackles in the NFL, if not the best pass blocking left tackle in the NFL. The maulers are the guys you need at guard. Those are the guys who you want to run the football at. I think Joe Thomas does a good job at setting the edge on the outside if they were to run. There was something you and I talked about yesterday, though. I think you did bring up one point that was interesting. Why were the majority of the runs to the right against the Baltimore Ravens when now I think everybody would agree that the right side of the line is a disaster? And maybe that's putting it kindly.
And that was and he got outside on one run play. The other thing is the number of plays that he's trying to run in between bodies, in the middle, in the traffic, in the thicket. He gets outside for his longest gain, 9 yards. And I think with a guy like Trent Richardson, you've got to create that kind of running room for him. But I also think he's got to do more on his own. I mean, I think it's incumbent upon Trent. I don't want to put all of this on the back of the O-line.
I agree.
I think the O-line is deserving of some of this conversation and criticism, but Trent does not get absolved here. He's got to make some things happen on his own.
I agree, and that's what I said. Listen, I know that the line's not doing a good job. I know that Trent Richardson is taking contact right now in the 2013 season, pretty much right when he gets the ball. If you were to look at his numbers right now, his yards per after contact per attempt is good. It's 2.4. His yards per carry is 3.4, so he's getting hit a yard after he takes the ball on average. That's not great. He's making people miss. He's running through contact. But at the same time, the lack of breakaway runs is troubling. His long run on the year in 31 attempts is 10 yards. And if you were to look at the guys in the NFL right now, that is the shortest run for anybody in the league who has taken 30 attempts. So it's surprising to me that he hasn't done. You know, you want that breakaway. You want him to be able to make something out of nothing, and that's what we haven't seen. He didn't even have a catch for more than 9 yards in the game against the Ravens. So I believe he ended up with 23 total touches. Yep. Not one of them picked up 10 yards. That's a little bit of a problem. And I don't know if there's design elements that could go to helping him, or it's him, or it's the line, or a combination of all these things. But
I think it's a big problem because he is one of the guys that needs to be a bigger playmaker for you. 216-578-0850, the number to call us. We go to Landon in Bridgeport, Ohio. Hi, Landon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up, man?
Hello?
Can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes. Speak up, Landon.
Yep, calling here from the hometown of the late, great Lou Groza.
Groza.
That's right. And I just want to let you guys know I really appreciate what you do how sincerely you root for the Browns. And as a longtime Browns fan, I really appreciate it.
Well, that's a nice call that you made there, Landon. We appreciate it, too. We enjoy it. This is a lot of fun for us to be here. Yes,
sure.
It would be more enjoyable if we were talking about wins, and we haven't. Since I've started this show in 2011, only nine I've had a chance to talk about going into and counting the two games this season. So it's been more losses than wins. It's been more failure than success. But I do like some of the things that I see going on here. I primarily like this plan that does start with where we've seen the success on the defensive side of the ball. I want the offensive thing fixed now, too. I want it fixed now. But I'm realistic. I'm not expecting it to be fixed now. And I think it will be a difficult year until we see those results happen on that side of the ball, until we see what they've done on the defensive side of the ball, done on the offensive side of the ball. And I have faith that that is going to happen. I don't think you're being sold an empty promise on that end if, in fact, you agree that they've delivered on the promise on the defensive side.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And listen, this was they inherited a team that had a lot of issues. So only so many things could be addressed. And I know that I was really optimistic going into the season. I really liked some of the things. I think that through 2 weeks, that's been proven. Although, really, in reality, I thought they'd be 1-1 right now, and they're 0-2. So we're only a game off the pace. But I think that, you know, I thought you would see. And the thing that's really unfortunate to me is that I don't think we're going to see Whedon with Gordon this week. And that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to say, okay, let's see 1 week where we have everything that we thought we would have coming into the season. We knew that Gordon was suspended for the two games, but to go back to really the complete offensive arsenal as it was meant to be for this season only, I don't know when we're going to get to see that or if we will.
Yep. We, you mentioned Josh Gordon, and we have some sound from him from yesterday, and we want to get into some of that on this show as well. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yours truly, Vic Carucci. Yours truly, out here at the PNC Bank in Strongsville on Fowler Road. Come on by. Devon Bess is here signing autographs. There's a long line of folks getting those autographs. I even see a woman holding a Dolphin helmet for the former Dolphin. Anyway, he's posing for pictures and signing autographs, and he will be on this show in a little bit. Also, Jordan Cameron, Browns tight end, will be here from 5 to 6 p.m. This event, this tailgate party between PNC and the Browns going on until 6 p.m. So come on out here and join us. There's food. There's refreshments. Lots of fun here to spend part of your day with us at PNC Bank in Strongsville. Nathan Zagura back in the studio. The show is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. I've been hearing that for most of my life.